All right. Listen, we got to do that at the top of the hour. And Nan, thank you for sharing that.
Can I share one other thing about
you?
I went through a period of time that I was not trying to serve God, didn't care about trying to serve God. This was many years ago, many, many years ago. And wasn't going to church or nothing. But you know what? I sent my tithe with my parents to their church.
Oh, wow.
Because I knew
the
blessing principle, and I didn't do it to try to get something out of God. And I knew I wasn't buying God, because you don't buy God. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was I was raised and grown up, and it was instilled in me, this is just something that you need to do.
Right.
My parents, to give a testimony from them, that was back before direct deposit was around.
Right.
So they got their paychecks on Friday, wrote their tithe on Sunday, and had to beat the check to the bank on Monday to deposit their checks. But when they didn't have basically anything, nothing, they still paid their 10% to their church.
Wow.
And God has blessed them because of that.
Yes, yes. My parents, too, and me, too. And praise God, Pastor Jim, we're all in agreement on that point.
Amen.
So you can, if you want to do that, and if God leads you to do that, please do. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and go to donations down at the bottom of the homepage, and go to PayPal. It is secure. It is safe. We've never had one issue with PayPal, ever. So go to bohmglobal.com, go to donations, the bottom of the homepage, and go to PayPal, and you can give a secure donation at any time, day or night. And we mentioned our Friday night gathering, and I tell you, I love it. It's, you know, this was part of the change that we were talking about a few minutes ago, listening audience, because back in July, God began to really talk to me about changes in our ministry. And one of them was, we have given up the Sunday morning and Wednesday night format, and I've gone to a Friday night only called the Friday Gathering. Pastor Jim, tell them what we do, and everyone is welcome every Friday night, 6:30.
Right, right. At 6:30 is when we have our praise, short, you know, a little praise time. Then we have an interactive Bible study, and boy, was it good last Friday.
Wasn't it great?
Ooh. And we're out of there by 8:30.
Yeah.
And if you would like to come in earlier, we do take prayer requests and do some praying out of Prayers That Avail Much book. We pray the word from 6 to 6:30.
Right.
So we are busy praying, and then the actual service starts. The gathering itself starts at 6:30. We're meeting at the Ramada Inn.
Yes.
On Olmerton, 3580. Sorry, don't want to get you in the wrong spot. 3580. Can't miss it. It's the only Ramada Inn there on Olmerton. Just before, if you're coming from St. Pete, it's just before you're getting to the Howard Franklin Bridge. So it's very easy to find, very conveniently located. We welcome everyone. Please come and join us. I think you'll have a great time.
It's great. Friday night, 6:30, including this Friday night, which is January 2nd. We will be there. Bring a Bible, notebook, bring a friend, and come enjoy the time with us.
And they, not going to say reveal what it is, but they get a little surprise Friday night.
That's right. We have a surprise for all. And that goes along with what I was teaching last Friday night. So you're going to have to find out what that is. If you have your Bible in front of you, turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 1. Pastor Jim, would you introduce this next song?
Sure. It's Revival Fire Fall. And, you know, we prayed that prayer, I believe, Friday night about revival.
Yes, we did.
It's important that we, you know, especially starting a new year, each of us needs, you know, we can take this time for God to begin a revival within us that will spread out from us to our city, to the state, to the country, to the world.
Amen.
There's no limit to what God can do with
this. Amen. Woo, revival fire fall.
Your fire fall, send your wind and your rain on your wings of love. As we lift up your name, let your kingdom come, have your way in this place. Let your will be done. Pour out from heaven your passion and presence. Bring down your burning desire.
Praise God. Woo. Wow. That is the cry of our hearts as we start this new year. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. My associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, is in the other side of the window here in the studio, and I'm in the control room, and that's fun. And Nan Watson is right here at another mic, and she is poetress extraordinaire, don't you think, Pastor Jim?
She is our poet laureate.
She is our poet laureate. Has God just given you another poem
yes,
during
ma'am.
That song?
Yes, ma'am.
And that happens so often. Guys, these are not something she gets out of a book or anything. As she's got her little tablet or whatever it is there in front of her, just typing away as God gives you. Do you want to share what he just gave you?
Yes, ma'am. Father, I have heard, it's kind of like a dialogue between,
okay.
say, me and God.
Okay.
Father, I have heard what you've said. Please let revival begin with me. I want to be used to help others so that others' problems I will see. Child, I will begin revival fire within you. Read my word, praise, and believe.
Amen.
Of so many others you will reach, of my goodness, glory, and grace, they will see. Oh, Father, I surrender myself right now. I want to be used in such a mighty way. I want others to see you in my life. I will seek your will and often pray. Okay. That's it, my precious child. Prayer is a key component to see this. You will receive what you need from me so that of opportunities you don't miss. You will minister to so many others. I am with you. I will use you. Do all that I direct you to do so that my love shines through.
Wow, that's great. If you want a copy of that, and if that just rang true in your spirit, you can go ahead and write us now during the show. Prayers, I'm sorry, you can do that too. Pastor at BOHMglobal.com. Or you can just write with a comment or a question or whatever you might want to do during the rest of the show until 5 o'clock. And, or anytime you can use that. That's my email address. So thank you, Nan, for sharing that. And it is revival. And Pastor Jim, as we start the book of Exodus, there is a revival that happens here, even though it takes a while for it to really form, takes a long time, a number of years, doesn't it?
Oh, a long time.
400, right?
Yeah. And, you know, God told Abraham
yes.
that for 400 years, his descendants would be in Egypt.
Yes, in slavery.
Enslaved in Egypt.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened. They went to Egypt. I mean, Exodus starts out, well, we know the story from the end of Genesis. Joseph was carried off captive because of his brother's jealousy. After a while, he ended up being promoted because he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams. And Pharaoh said, gee, and I love it because Joseph said, you need to get somebody who's wise. And Pharaoh's kind of going, duh, well, who's the wisest one here? You're the one that predicted this. You know, the famine. So
right.
He put Joseph in charge.
He was at the right place at the right time, right? God's timing.
Right.
There you
go. And then his brothers had to come begging to Joseph for grain because they'd heard that Egypt had grain thanks to Joseph being obedient to God. But they didn't recognize him because they'd been separated for so long, and he was speaking Egyptian anyway.
Right.
And then that whole generation died out, but they stayed in Egypt. And that's how Exodus starts out. He names all the people that came.
From Jacob's children.
Jacob,
yeah.
Jacob's kids.
Right.
Of course, Joseph and his two sons were already there.
Right.
And it starts out by saying, you know, they multiplied and they filled the whole land.
They did. They filled the land to such an extent that the Egyptians were actually beginning to be afraid of them. Mm-hmm. And they were afraid that if they went to war against some country or some group of people, that the children of God, the Israelites, were so many that they could rise up and join the enemy and resist the Egyptian nation.
Right. And
so
defeat,
really they were afraid.
Right. They could defeat Egypt from
right.
inside, from
right.
within.
So they made them to be slaves. And we have history still. It's pretty cool to me that we have the pyramids, don't you think, Pastor Jim, mm-hmm. to show that architecture of that time, to see how these things were built. And we don't know exactly, you know, what hand the Israelites had in building any specific pyramid, but it's quite interesting to me that they're still there.
Amazing. After at probably close to 4,000
right.
years.
Yeah.
I believe most of the pyramids predate the Israelites in Egypt.
Do they? Okay.
It's just amazing. I mean, but again, it just, you know, the Egyptians were architectural geniuses.
Yes.
But that. To do that, it required slave labor.
Right. And so that's where the children, the descendants of Abraham came in. But God had promised Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, before he and Sarah had Isaac, go outside, look up in stars. See how many stars you see? that is the as many descendants as you're going to have. And how much dust is under your feet? Every little grain, that's how many descendants you're going to have, which seem totally impossible. And as we start this new year, what God wants to do and bless you in this new year, and you may have a sense down on the inside of you, God wants to turn the corner in my life in this new year, but it may seem totally impossible, which reminds me of something that I sent to the two of you this morning and to a few of our other leaders, something that Graham Cook says, that God always assigns you something that is impossible for you to do, right? Why, Nan? Why does God assign you things that are impossible for you to do?
Well, I feel it's because when it comes to fruition, when it happens, right, when it occurs, you're not in a position where you can boast up with a negative kind of
good
pride.
Idea. Good idea.
And say, look at what I did.
Yeah, look what
it
I
is,
did.
It's going to be so impossible. You say, look at what God did. And
yes,
God used you. You were a conduit.
Right.
And he worked through you. And that's the way that this whole thing works out.
That's right.
But so he gets all the glory, not Nan, not Pastor Jim, not Pastor Marcia, but
right,
God gets the glory.
Amen. And, you know, as we, you know, cross into this new year, 2015, in just a few days, I think that's a real lesson for all of us, that we keep our eyes on the power of God in these situations, and also that we praise God, like we mentioned in the first hour, before you see the answer to whatever it is that needs to happen in your life. Some of you out there may be in a huge financial mess. Let's begin to thank God for the answer before you see it. Some of you may need healing in your body. Let's begin to thank God that you are the healed one. Some of you may need a healing in a relationship, a marriage, with a troubled child. And now is the time, before you see it, just like God did with Abraham. God said to Abraham, I'm going to do it. Okay? And then he sets out to do it, sometimes not in the timing that we think it should be. Right, Nan? And then I'll get back to Pastor Jim on that.
Right. I mean, you know, sometimes the timing we don't necessarily understand, but it's during those moments that we're waiting on him.
Whoa.
That our faith is building, you know. And we're all kind of like in a waiting room for,
right,
various things in our life.
We are.
We're all like in an emergency room.
Right.
But, and everyone's there for different reasons.
Right.
And that's kind of how we all are. You know, we're waiting for various things in our lives.
Right. It's time to actually make notes of those things as you start this new year, of what you're believing God for, whatever. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, definitely. I agree with that. And I think of the other thing that I believe was Graham Cook said, without an impossibility, that can't be a miracle.
Right. That's exactly right.
As we look for miracles in our lives, as we look for God to really move, it needs to be impossible. Because just like Nan said, otherwise, you know, well, Paul says, let them who boast in the Lord. We didn't do anything.
Right.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, it's because of him, because of God, that we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In the first place.
Amen.
It's not anything we did, not because we're special.
Right.
It's because of his love and his grace. He brought us in.
One of the things that we just keep hearing God saying to our little group of soldiers is, God's plan is the best plan. Okay, we hear it over and over again. And when you look at this, back with Abraham, God's plan was to eventually bring the children of Israel into their promised land. And he had this whole story takes a while to happen, to evolve. And that's the same with our individual stories. Nan, so often we want to rush the events, but it's along the journey that we grow. It's along that journey that we become more dependent on God and realize that in our own strength, we can't fix this mess we're in now, you know?
We need to just walk steadily.
Right. In consistency.
I identified within myself, this was before Beacon, but I identified within myself, I'm sometimes so task-oriented.
Right.
That I found my great pleasure out of completing tasks, which is important to complete tasks. But instead of enjoying the journey, I was enjoying
point,
the completed
Nan.
Task. Yes,
Woo!
I got it done. And then all of a sudden, actually, the Lord used my dog to let me realize it, that he would... the dog I had at the time, we would go for a walk down the street, and he enjoyed the walk. He'd
right.
stop and, you know, sniff at the flowers. And in fact, the dog I have now loves the flowers. But
right.
they take time, and they enjoy what they're doing. And
good
we
point.
Can enjoy what we're doing, even when we don't see how God's going to work it out. As we journey, we can enjoy that journey. I ran across a book I was getting out of storage, and actually I have it in my car right now, is about the enjoying the journey, promises
yes,
of the journey,
yes.
and joy for the journey, I think is what it's called, something like that. And it was like, we can have joy in the
right.
journey
right.
as we go. Speaking of joy, it was so cool. I also came across, this was during a time when I was off on a medical leave, and the Lord was doing a lot in me spiritually during those 9-week period back in 2011. And one thing I had felt led to do was I went through the King James Version on a version of it on the internet, and I pulled every single scripture that had the word joy in it and made
Whoa.
A word document.
That's right. Remember that? Yes, I did.
And it was, and I just ran across that. How cool is that?
That
it was
is
like the
cool.
Lord just letting me know it had joy. Joy.
Woo!
You have joy as you go through.
Oh, praise God. Which brings us perfectly to Twyla Paris' song, God is in control, guys. God is in control.
Here.
control. That song couldn't have fit more perfectly, dear audience, right there. God's got a plan, and his plan is the best plan for you and your life. God is in control. Which brings us to surrendering to him in this new year like never before. God is in control. Whoa, that was perfect, Pastor Jim.
Yeah, that was. Wow. That was pretty good.
Man, you got another poem. I can just tell you because I can see through the glass and your hands are going crazy on the laptop.
Yes, this is probably of the four that he's inspired. This is, to me, probably one of the most direct and caring ones.
Okay, let's hear it.
I am in control, my child. I am working all things out for you. Child, praise me, even this hour. I will fulfill what I say that I will do. I am in control, my child. You may not see it, but it's true. Things will work together for your good. I will fulfill what I say I will do. I am in control, my child. Remember that my timing is perfect for you. Although you may not currently see, I will fulfill what I say I will do. I am in control, my child. Things will be okay for you. Praise me now. Believe. I will fulfill what I say I will do. I am in control, my child. I will fulfill what I say I will do.
Oh, praise God. That is just right on here with what we're talking about on this last Living the Good Life show of this year of 2014. People, don't be afraid of going into a new year. Let's go in boldly and courageously. God is in control, and submit to him because he wants to show himself strong in your life, Pastor Jim.
Well, yeah, and I was just thinking, listening to that song, the conversation, and the poem, how that fits in with Exodus.
It does, doesn't
because
it? Yes, take it.
Like
talk about
Abraham,
it.
The Israelites had been waiting for their deliverance.
Yes.
And God is in control because historically there was one tribe, the Hyksos, who were in power when Joseph was there, and they were okay with the Hebrews. The native-born Egyptians took over again in verse, you know, talks about that verse 8 of chapter 1 of Exodus. Now a new king arose over Egypt who didn't know Joseph.
Right.
But that was in God's timing because sometimes God he has to
control.
Knock us out of our comfort zone. Because up to this point, the Egyptian, the Israelites were not really enslaved until this new regime took over.
Right.
This new dynasty took over, and then they were enslaved.
Yeah.
So God had to take them, because why leave? They were in the land of Goshen.
Right.
And, you know, that was the most fertile land in Egypt. Why would you want to leave?
Right.
And God had to kind of knock them out of their comfort zone.
Oh, that's a good point.
And in a sense, break them.
Right.
I mean, we find out what happened later. God had to get them and Moses ready to receive the revelation that you're going to be set free.
Right.
Because you have God will bring you to a point where you have to make that decision.
Amen.
John the Apostle talks about that in his gospel, where he has Jesus saying, "I've come for judgment." That word there in Greek is "I've come to have you make a decision."
Yes, yes, make a decision.
And that's what he had to have Moses do,
right.
And that's what he had to have the Israelites do, because we know that when Moses, after he had his encounter with the Lord, when he went back, they just kind of looked at him.
Right.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're going to deliver us? And then, that's when that whole bricks without straw thing happened.
Right.
And things got even worse. But instead of, all what they did, as we find out they always like to do, that batch of Israelites was complain.
Yes.
And even Moses, we find out, Pharaoh tried to destroy the Jews by killing off all the male children.
Right.
Well, that didn't work.
Right.
Thank the Lord that didn't work. And then he ordered that they all be killed. Well, they hid Moses, And oddly enough, it was what, Pharaoh's daughter-in-law, sister, found him?
See, that's
him.
God's timing. That's God's perfect person and that raised him up in the palace.
Yeah, raised him up in the palace. And then Moses became aware, however, of his own ancestry.
Right. Somehow he found that out.
And so he had a choice to make at that point. What am I going to do? Am I going to deny who I am, who God made me,
right,
and live in Egypt, or am I going to be what God has called me to be? Well, and again, like Abraham, Moses kind of took it into his own hands at first when he killed the Egyptian.
Right.
Then he had to go into hiding. But that even too, then God
was in control.
That was
part of God's plan. God is in control.
Right.
Yes.
God had to bring Moses to the King James calls it the backside of the wilderness.
Right.
To humble him.
Yes.
To get Moses
yes.
to the point where he could receive the revelation from God, and then he had to get Israel to the point where they could receive the revelation. Because God can toss out revelations all day long, but if we're not ready to receive them,
right,
it's not going to do us any good. If we're not ready to receive the promises, we've been talking so much. I'm sorry, I'm preaching.
That's okay.
We've been talking so much about the promises. If we're not ready to receive them, then they do us no good.
Exactly.
You can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but unless you ask God to reveal it to you, to give
right.
you that rhema, that personal word,
right.
where those promises become yours, where the word becomes yours.
Amen.
It's just so much knowledge.
That's right. So that's what is so significant here as we start Exodus. And we see that God was in control regardless of the fact there's a new dynasty in charge, a new dynasty in town that doesn't like the Israelites, and pile up the work more and more. And then they try their best to stop this nation from having so many babies. That's what's going on. Because it's not like in Luke or Matthew where, you know, Herod wanted the babies, little boys killed because he didn't want the Messiah to still live. Now we're just talking about they just don't want, you know, this new dynasty in Egypt doesn't want this nation growing and growing and growing and growing and becoming so powerful. And by the way, dear ones, the devil doesn't want you growing and growing and growing and becoming stronger in God. Talk to me about that, Nan. And thank you, Pastor Jim, for giving us that little history lesson. That was great. And Nan, talk to me about the fact that the devil is all the time trying to keep you from growing.
Well, he tries to point out your inferiorities. Please correct me. I can remember. Was it Moses who stuttered?
Yes. We're going to talk about that next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Moses was not a perfect specimen. He had a speech problem. In his mind, he did anyway.
But like Pastor Jim said, he took him to the backside of 40, basically, to get him to a point that whom God calls, he will equip.
That's exactly right.
So whatever God has called people to do, whatever, he will equip them to do what they need to do
right.
to move forward. And he will fulfill the promises to those people
right.
because they're moving forward in him and doing what he is desiring them to do.
Well, and I was thinking too, that verse, I mean, I know in context, it definitely applies to Israel, but the gifts and the calling of God are
yes.
irrevocable.
Amen.
That applies, yes, to Israel as a whole.
But to us,
but,
too.
But to us individually.
God said that today, right?
Right.
In one of the things I sent you.
And, yeah, and because I remember in my own life, there was a time when, well, there was a time first when I thought I could never fulfill my calling because of who I was.
Okay.
That God would never going to be able to use me.
Right.
Well, then when he did, you know, there were issues with the first church that I pastored. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to go hide on the backside of the wilderness now for 40 years. I ain't never getting the pulpit again.
Yeah.
You can see how that worked out.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, those each of us has a calling.
That's right.
It may not need to be a pastor or a teacher or whatever, but each of us has.
But we have a purpose.
God has a plan
yes.
for each one of
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And that.
Yes.
You're going to be miserable. Trust me on this one. You are going to be miserable
if
until
you
submit to what God wants you to do.
Amen. And going into this new year, we look at this Exodus, and that's where we're going to be in the next few weeks, people, if you want to, you know, just start reading in Exodus. We're going to be here because we see God doing supernatural events to bring his children of Israel into blessing, into prosperity, into promised land, into fulfilling the promises that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is all about fulfillment. And guys, if God has promised you some things, you better be thinking seriously about this as we turn into a new year. And write them down. Lord, you said, you know, and this is what I'm remembering. And so God, you know, talk to me about this. Nan, talk to, you're looking at me puzzled through the glass.
No, I didn't mean look puzzled. I was intently listening.
I know you were. Yeah. Cool, huh?
Cool. Well, it's important to, I think it's important to keep that in before us. You said
yes.
Some people to write things down.
Right. Keep it in front of you.
Keep it in front of you. I mean, I was reading back through some stuff and I was like, wow, yeah, I forgot God had promised that.
Right.
And he fulfilled it.
Yes.
So we need to put a stone down
right.
in that place.
Memory stone, yeah.
You know.
Ebenezer.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
You know,
we do.
And say, you know, I remember when, I reflect back on when, but keep it before us what he's promised us.
Amen.
God, you promised me this.
Right.
I believe that you're going to fulfill this for
yes.
me.
Yes. Don't let go of it.
Don't let go. God, the next day, God, I thank you that
yes.
you promised me for this. And I know that you're going to give me this because you promised it to
That's
me.
That's right.
And it's going to be a testimony
right.
to others of what you've done in my life. Father, say, God, you promised me healing. Well, I claim that healing by the name of
right.
Jesus Christ. I know that you will work it.
Praise
Whatever
God.
Whatever the type of thing may be. Keep it there, keep it before him, and praise him. As
praise
he said
him.
In some of these poems, praise him.
Right.
Praise him.
Amen. You know, and you two are recipients of this that God's been doing here with a few of us at Beacon in the last few days. And in this, we're actually in a 7-day period right now of really reflecting on the things God has promised individually and for me, for us as a ministry. For where God is taking us in this new year. People, it's important that you go back and reflect and remind God and realize that it's okay that you're right where you are. This is a perfect, again, this always amazes me how the music turns out perfectly, but when we're going to do this song, it's an old rendition of It Is Well With My Soul by the group Second Chapter of Acts, which is a really cool group from long ago. But, you know, when you reflect on what God has said and where you are now and where you're going, okay, you got to not lose faith and not lose courage, but instead you got to accept yourself right where you are right now. Sometimes we tend to beat ourselves up, Pastor Jim. We really tend to just give ourselves a hard time. I can't believe I've not accomplished that yet, or that hasn't happened for me yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and we need, again, like Simeon and Anna.
Yes.
Just to be kind of prayerful, watchful, because sometimes, yeah, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you, okay, you need to work in this area.
Yes.
But again, we can't be like Abraham or Moses and try and do it on our own. I mean, God
no.
may be calling us. I mean, everybody, beginning of the year, it's like, okay, this year I'm going to lose weight, or this year I'm going to do this or that or the other thing. We make our New Year's resolutions, but we, so many of them, you know, God may give you something that he wants
right.
you to change, you know, in 2015, but don't try and do it without him.
No, don't
you
try
have to
do
rest
it.
In him and let him work to will and to do to his good pleasure, you know, quoting out
That's
of,
right.
out of Philippians. God's at work within us,
yes.
not us.
Yes, yes.
And that's what we need to remember. It's not, yeah, it's a cooperative effort. But we need to remember our strength comes from the Lord. Our strength to make any change.
Amen.
Any growth comes from the Lord.
Woo!
attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Can you say that this day, that it is well with your soul as we turn the corner into a new year? Is it well with your soul, Nan?
Let it be well with your soul while you wait upon me. I love you, precious child. You are my chosen, my beauty. Let it be well with your soul. Praise me in the midst of what you face. You will make it. My promises are true. You will travel through with my grace. Let it be well with your soul. For you, everything will be okay. Believe me. Rest in my love and security. You will see brand new days. Let it be well with your soul. Travel on in the strength offered by me. I will help you in all that you face. You will look back at this time and see. You will see that it was well with your soul.
Oh, praise God. I think we're going to put that as the title of this show. I tell you, that is what this is all about. As we enter a new year, Pastor Jim, that we, you know, the mistakes we made in 2014, or the awful things that have happened to some of us, maybe the discouraging things, we got to give them to God. He's in control. And we've got to know that he can make beauty out of ashes and turn our mistakes and our problems and our inconsistencies, just he can turn it around, because God works all things together for good. Romans 8:28, to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So he's in control. That's the theme of this show. It's well with my soul. Whatever has happened this year, there may be things that I regret. Some of us have regrets or disappointments, discouragements. God says, let it go and just start a new year. It is well with my soul. God, you are in control. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, woo. I love the third verse of that song.
Yes,
my
I do too.
Sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross.
Amen.
And I bear it no more. I think I
Amen.
Need reminders of that, because
yes.
You know, sometimes we just let our sins, our screw-ups, whatever you want to call it, we let that run us.
Right.
And we just, you know, my sin, oh, the thought.
Yes.
Of this glory, oh, the glorious thought of this. My sin, not in part, but the whole.
Yeah, it's gone.
Everything I, you know, and this is something especially good to remember at the turning of the year. Not part of your sins. Jesus didn't go to the cross for part of your sins.
Amen.
He went to the cross for every single sin you would ever commit.
Right.
It's already been paid. All you have to do is accept that Jesus made the payment for
Amen.
It. And, you know, confession is not so much for God as it is for us.
Right.
You know, it says confess your sins to one another, or, you know, or in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Yeah, he's already done it.
Right.
Confession is just us saying, I'm sorry, I realize
yeah.
I sinned, and I'm appropriating the forgiveness in your blood, Jesus, that you
Amen.
Provided.
And if there's any of you out there today, as we end this year, if any of you do not know that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, we want to give you that opportunity right now. I'm going to pray the sinner's prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor Jim if you will repeat after me. Those of you out there that are not sure of your salvation, if you're not, maybe you've never asked Jesus to come in and live on the inside of you and live in your heart. Maybe this is like a new thing for you. And you're tuning in today, that's all right. Pray along with Pastor Jim as he repeats after me the sinner's prayer. And let's ask Jesus into your heart today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah.
I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah.
I believe that you were born of a virgin and died on a cross.
I believe that you were born of a virgin and died on a cross.
I believe that you came out of the tomb, the risen Lord.
I believe that you came out of the tomb, a risen Lord.
That God the Father raised you, Jesus, from the dead.
That God the Father raised you, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you can come into my heart and live there.
I believe that you can come into my heart and live there.
So I invite you now to do just that. I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything. That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you. Forgive all my sin. And cleanse me this moment. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, we invite you to let us know if you prayed that prayer, and we will follow up with you. You can just write me, pastor at bohmglobal.com, or Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com, and we'll be happy to follow up with you. We want to talk to you and maybe send you some materials that will help you, point you in the right direction, where to start reading in your Bible. Nan, do you have something you'd like to share? I can't believe time is almost out here, guys.
I know.
So some final words from you two.
My final thoughts, final words are actually a poem that he just gave me.
Go ahead. Of course he did.
I encourage you to trust God in a manner you've not done before. He will help you in all that you face. He will open and close the right doors. I've seen God do mighty things in my life when I believed he was in control. Through the times that I have traveled, I've become well. It's been well with my soul. The best way to move forward this year is to trust him. It will be okay. Perhaps you can't see it right now, but you will see victory days. Reach out to him this very hour. He will lead you in what you're to do. He will fulfill his promises that he's made. Because of his word, he is true.
Amen. Praise God. And he will, and he wants to do that in this new year. Pastor Jim, some final thoughts before we tell everybody about where they can reach us and all of that.
Okay. Well, yeah, just this whole, the whole theme today has been trusting God to put you in the right place at the right time.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
Being obedient to him. And how to get there, we talk about, you know, Simeon, Anna, praying, fasting, they were devout. And again, Moses was in the right place at the right time, and God worked in all of them, and he will work in us. I mean, now,
amen.
You know, in under Judaism, like the Day of Atonement came out right after the new year. It's kind of, you just had a new start. On the first day of the seventh month, it's like the Jewish New Year. You get your new start. Well, that's kind of what we're coming up to too. Is it's a new start. So I would just encourage everybody within the days remaining, really seek the Lord. Ask the Lord what He wants you to do, what He wants you to accomplish, and ask Him like we talked about, like we prayed. Just let go of everything from this year.
Right.
Just roll it off.
Right.
Just roll it off because Jesus has already taken care of it.
Right. Amen. And start a new year with a clean slate.
Amen.
And you can do that with God. And take time to really develop your goals for the new year. We have a second radio show every week now, and it's on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. on this radio station. It's called Go Yard with Mama Mac. That's my other name, Mama Mac. And Dr. Angel Falzoni, part of our ministry, is co-hosting that show with me. And we're going to have a fantastic show this Thursday night on goal setting and practical things that you can do in this new year. So remember to tune in to Go Yard every Thursday night about 6:06 p.m. It's a one-hour show during drive time. And we'd love for you to catch us there this Thursday night on New Year's Day. And it will be a real blessing to you, that show also. And also this one continues now in our eighth year. And we're on show number, 405 or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'll have to check.
We just had our 400th show celebration, so that was really cool. Anyway, there's so much good things that God is doing. We want you to use our prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Use it anytime, day or night, 24/7, 365. Pastor Jim or Betty will pick up your prayer requests, get it out to the prayer team. You can be a member of the prayer team by just writing an email and asking to be put on the prayer team.
Amen.
Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. And we want you to come and join us on Friday night for the Friday gathering. We no longer have a Sunday morning or Wednesday night. We've rolled everything into one night, and it's Friday night at 6:30, and it's kind of fun. It's great fun.
It's a wonderful way to start your weekend.
It is, isn't it, PJ?
Right.
It really is.
It's a wonderful way to start your weekend.
Right.
Getting into the Word, getting into fellowship.
Right.
Because you just sort of...
It's great.
Again, you kind of roll off the past, you know, the work week, and you start the weekend on a really good note.
Absolutely. So we welcome you to join us this Friday night, even January 2nd. Yes, we'll be there. 6:30, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater at the Ramada Inn. As you face the building, we're on the front right, and there's double doors there. You can go in and come in and find us. Nan, a final quick word. We're weighing down here, running down here.
Trust God.
Trust God. Okay. And Pastor Jim and Nan, it's always a joy. You're part of our radio team. We've got several here now on our radio team. It's pretty exciting. And but, you know, you're heard on here on this station at least once a month, usually more than that. And we invite people to give us your comments. We want to hear from you. And if you want to make a donation, go to our website, BOHMGlobal.com. Go to donations, PayPal. Also, you can find out a lot about the ministry there. And join us next week, every Sunday, 3 o'clock, on this station. And we always want you to know it's not far to Jesus, you know? No distance between us and God. So this has been, as always, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, Nan Watson, sharing the Word of God with you faithfully on this radio station, now in our 8th year. So God bless you. Have a great week. We want to hear from you. You can easily contact us. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, or Pastor, or Pastor Jim's address is Pastor Jim at BOHMGlobal.com. And we hope you will join us this next week. Tell a friend or relative all about living the good life, and join us next week. Don't forget our new show on Thursday nights, Go Yard with Mama Mac. That's me. So that is 6:06 p.m. on Thursday night every week on this radio station. It's a life coaching show. I think you'll really enjoy it. God bless you. Have a good week. See you next week.